Thank you for making Pups to Partnerships possible. Letters and caption competition. The approximate length of this recording is 4.5 minutes. Guide Dogs Appeal. Thank you for making Pups to Partnerships possible. This October, we launched our first month-long Guide Dogs Appeal, and it was truly an amazing celebration of everything we do to support people with sight loss. Throughout the month, new and existing supporters from all over the UK got involved by donating an hour of their time, fundraising for us, or donating towards our target of £420,000, the lifetime cost of 7 guide dog partnerships. A huge thank you to every single one of you who got involved. As well as highlighting the importance of our services, we began following the journeys of our 7 appeal puppies: Harry, Prue, Jamie, Sandra, Cookie, Anthony and Declan. Puppies Ant and Deck even got to learn more about what makes a great partnership when meeting their namesakes, iconic TV stars Ant and Deck. Speaking of the partnership, Ant said, "We're so proud to be part of the Pups to Partnerships campaign. Not only do we get to meet these adorable puppies, but we also get to hear about the great work that Guide Dogs does." Included here is a photograph of Ant and Deck holding puppies, Ant and Deck, who are touching noses. As we tot up the total raised, we want to share a few highlights. We attempted a Guinness World Record for the world's biggest ever dog photo shoot at Warwick Racecourse with more than 558 dogs. Sadly, we didn't make the record, but we hope you will join us in the future when we have another go. In Wales, Arriva Buses Wales placed collection buckets on more than 100 vehicles. They're hoping to raise £5,000 to name a second guide dog puppy after their first puppy, Riva, proved a big hit with staff and passengers. In Kent, hundreds of supporters took part in the annual Big Dog Walk at Leeds Castle, following a 2.5-mile route through the beautiful grounds, which would normally be out of bounds for dogs. The walkers raised just over £3,000. Included here are 3 photographs. The first is of the dog photo shoot at Warwick Racecourse. The second is of a guide dog puppy in training sitting on an Arriva bus. The final photograph is of dogs and owners on the Big Dog Walk at Leeds Castle. Thank you again to everyone who got involved. Your support is helping us to make even more Pups to Partnerships possible.
Over to you. Letters. Here's to 50 puppies and more. Between them, Hilary Reed and Norma Stent have puppy walked more than 100 potential guide dogs over an incredible 75 years. Hilary from Westbury in Wiltshire has just taken on her 50th pup, a German shepherd called Doris, and had previously walked both of Doris's parents, Jacko and River. Hilary says the Westbury Warminster group raised £5,000 to name Doris in memory of Hilary's mum. Hilary started puppy walking in 1982, her second pup arriving 2 weeks after the birth of her son, Daniel. My wife Norma from Bath is currently on her 52nd pup, a black Labrador called Russ. She started puppy walking in 1981 and had a toddler, a baby and a puppy all at the same time, as well as moving house. Recently, we raised £5,000 to name our 50th dog and chose the name Quinquaginta, Latin for 50, which we shortened to Quinca. Both ladies are ardent fundraisers, branch members, speakers, etc., and neither have any intention of giving up in the near future. They would love to hear from anyone else who has walked 50 or more dogs and maybe start an over 50 club. So please email us via 50pups@gmail.com. Spelt FIFTYPUPS@gmail.com. Derek Stent. Included here is a photograph of Hilary Reed with German Shepherd Doris and Norma Stent with Black Labrador Russ.
Caption competition. Lynn and David Smith from Norwich sent in this amusing photo of their yellow pet Labrador, Kaiser, making sure that he got every last bit of kibble. Lynn and David have been volunteer boarders for about 20 years, looking after more than 30 dogs for various reasons and lengths of time. As well as Kaiser, the couple also have Millie, a Cocker Spaniel. Included here is a photograph of Kaiser with the front half of his body inside a large bag of dry dog food. What would you caption this photo of Kaiser? Send your suggestions to forward guide dogs, Hillfields, Burfield Common, Reading RG73YG, or email forward@guidedogs.org.uk with your name, address and a daytime phone number. There's a £10 Marks & Spencer voucher for the winner. The winner of the last caption competition is Andy Smith from Somerset with "Let the dog see the rabbit? How can I miss him?" Congratulations, Andy. Included here is a photograph of guide dog puppy in training Naylor sitting next to someone dressed in a rabbit costume. Competition rules. The competition is open to anyone resident in the UK except employees of the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, their families and anyone connected with the competition. No purchase necessary. Proof of posting cannot be accepted as proof of delivery. No responsibility can be accepted for entries delayed, damaged or mislaid or wrongly delivered. Illegible entries will be disqualified. Only one original entry is allowed per envelope. The winners will be notified by either post or telephone, and the results will be published in the next issue of the magazine. The winners must agree to the publication of their names, photographs, and any publicity if requested. In all matters concerning the competition, the editor's decision is final. No correspondence can be entered into, and entry implies acceptance of the rules. The closing date for the competition is 31st of January 2020.